2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
no criminal charges against a police officer who shot a handcuffed man in West Valley. Prosecutors say that man did try to grab an officer's gun, and it was close to coming out of the holster. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Governor Cox has officially declared tomorrow President M. Russell Ballard Day in Utah to honor the acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's northbound I-15 in Davis County, where emergency traffic continues. The crash at Center Street in Clearfield has been cleared, but we still have stop-and-go and slow-and-go delays all the way back to Lagoon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Flooding rains in southern Utah, hot temperatures here in the north. I'm Kevin Eubanks.
It's 97 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden says his administration will follow the science when it comes to masks and COVID-19.
What they're doing is they're going and they're investigating every aspect of any change that could or might take place. But the vaccines are good against all of the variants that are out there, including the Delta variant.
The CDC is standing by its guidance for now. Those vaccinated do not need to mask up. The Senate Armed Services Committee has signed off on a must-pass defense bill, which amends the military selective service to include women. Vice President Harris weighing in on a federal judge's ruling that the DACA program is unlawful and bans future applicants.
You have to live with the level of uncertainty to wonder whether there's a knock at the door and what will that mean for you, for your family. It's just wrong.
Harris telling Dreamers they deserve a pathway to citizenship. Mississippi is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold its ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy and to overturn Roe v. Wade. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the in-depth. UVU and Eagle Mountain City are aiming for the stars. The two teamed up with Facebook for a new stargazing park in Eagle Mountain. Walden Park, it's called. It'll have a number of telescopes and an observatory. UVU President Astrid Tumines says everything will be open to the public.
The public will be invited. So the observatory in this park is not going to be a formal academic classroom. Instead, it's more of a community classroom. And once a month, our professors will be here to engage with the community, young and old. So anyone would be welcome. There will be some massive telescopes here, some very expensive, wonderful telescopes. And so any kind of events in the sky and looking at planets and galaxies, that will all be done here. But again, not in a formal classroom setting, but really very much a community engagement setting.
UVU and the city received a $250,000 grant from Facebook for the new park. Facebook is building a huge facility in Eagle Mountain, and the company's community development regional manager, William Marks, says that Facebook got involved to help students, teachers, and locals.
And so we got together with the city, with Utah Valley University Foundation, and we said, what's something amazing that we can build together that can inspire students, that can inspire our local citizens? And Utah is known as being a dark sky state, a state where people love to view the skies. And we thought it would be terrific to build an astronomy park right here in Eagle Mountain City where the public can come see the stars. We'd have workshops, learn about the universe, learn about astronomy, and really gather together to form a community here in Eagle Mountain, and that's what we did.
It's really cool. In the future, you can look forward to public star parties and educational events, all free to the public. Construction begins in the fall. They hope to open the facility by the end of next year. KSL News Time, 4:49. Emergency traffic, we're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And listen up, here's Ricky Meese.
Good news, bad news. The crash that started it all, northbound on I-15 at Center Street in Clearfield, has been cleared. All lanes of traffic are open, but you still have slow-and-go and stop-and-go delays. back to the Highway 89 split in Farmington. If you're leaving northbound I-15 at Farmington, you're going to see delays that have pretty much filled in on Highway 89, and that's from I-15 up to I-84. And then southbound I-15, slowdowns waiting for you from 31st Street in Ogden down to Clearfield at Hill Air Force Base. Michelle?
We still have this big congestion. This is due to construction. Eastbound I-80 as you're going between Lake Point and approaching the I-80 201 junction. For drivers on Bangor Highway, we have some minor scattered delays from Salt Lake down to the South Jordan area. And for drivers on Pioneer Crossing, we still have this crash. This is eastbound at about 2300 West, and it's blocking a right lane. Len?
Heading into the Salt Lake Valley, eastbound I-80 showing some slowing, especially in the right lanes, with the crash just after Bangor Highway ramp joins the eastbound flow. And it's on the right shoulder, but sticking out a bit. Traffic slows toward the west belt. As drivers head home or out of town, southbound I-15 getting tighter from 45th South to Midvale, then easing, but still slow to 123rd South. And it's a bit sluggish on the 201 in either direction near 7200 West. Snowbird's annual Oktoberfest is back, and better than ever. Enjoy classic German food and music every Saturday and Sunday, including Labor Day through October 17th. Get all the details at snowbird.com. Prost! And Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, the 7-day forecast. And here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Strong storms impacting southern and central Utah with flooding rains this afternoon. Chance of a few pop-up storms tonight along the Wasatch. Then things kind of quiet down. Partly cloudy, smoky on Friday with a high of 99. 100 degrees and smoky with sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. Thunderstorms will return to the forecast for the first middle of next week, and temperatures will fall back into the 90s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
97 in Salt Lake City, partly cloudy, and look at that, only 90 degrees in St. George.
You see a faded sign at the side of the road that says...
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
With the warmer weather finally here, are you noticing you put on some pandemic pounds? You can still be slimmer for this summer, since it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds with NJ Diet. Their scientific approach will ensure that you lose that fat quickly and safely. NJ Diet first uses your blood work, hair, and saliva samples, along with their bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that balances your hormones where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to determine your ideal diet, workout regimen, and specific needs for essential vitamins so you can keep it off. NJ Diet is all natural. No shots, no hormones, and no surgery. Full supervision is provided every step of the way, and you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Located close by in Salt Lake City at the Sugar House Center, or from home with live online video consultations. Call them now. 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET, or go to NJDiet.com to lose the weight for good. That's NJDiet.com.
Want to sell your home fast without doing any repairs? Well, you need to call Sunday. Sunday will buy your home as is and give you the best possible price. Sunday can close on your timeline in as quick as 10 days. The process is so easy, you don't have to do anything. No showings, no cleanings, no repairs, and better yet, you even get a $10,000 cash advance when you sell your home to them. Go to Sunday.com. That's SUNDAE.com. Or call 800-25-OFFER for your free, no-obligation cash offer.
Do you need cash now? Your car is worth more now than ever before. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Visit VWSOUTHTOWN.com.
USAA Insurance is made for the safe pilots, like Sergeant Hayden. When her hands are on the wheel, her phone is in her purse. So don't bother calling. You're going straight to voicemail. And because she has the USAA Safe Pilot app, her eyes on the road means more money in her pocket. Safe drivers can save up to 30% on auto insurance with USAA Safe Pilot. Visit usaa.com/safepilot to start saving. USAA. What you're made of, we're made for. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA Safe Pilot is optional. Active USAA auto policy required for discount. Only in select states. Smartphone and download of Safe Pilot app required. Earn driving discount offered at renewal and based on all rated drivers on policy. Discount may vary by state or life of policy. In Virginia, earned driving discount is up to 20% for renewals before August 23rd, 2021 and up to 30% if earned after that. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. San Antonio, Texas.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. As if you weren't distracted enough during Zoom meetings, now they're adding games. The in-app gaming experience will let users play poker and some other games with the other people on your Zoom call. Make meetings more interesting a little bit. KSL drives. Uber and Lyft drivers are going on strike, demanding better work conditions and improved pay. It's a 24-hour protest next Wednesday. It might be difficult to get an Uber or Lyft that day. Well, one thing has held true. Americans love pizza. CNBC reports Domino's saw a 3.5% same-store sales increase over the last quarter. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 25 points today, finishing the day at 34,823. The S&P was up 8 points, and the NASDAQ gained 52. KSL News Time, 4:56.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.